off her sandals at the back door and pads along the hallway. Mrs. Saunders, a policeman and policewoman, are standing there, blocking the light. The man has his foot up on the porch step, thumbs hooked either side of his padded vest. Maddie's mouth opens, but she doesn't speak. Instead, she grips the door handle a little tighter. PC Dolan, and this is PC Wright. May we come in? Maddie stands aside. Their shoes are caked in cut grass, the fresh smell unlocked by the mower earlier. The dogs sniff at the half-empty bin liner in PC Dolan's hand. If it's about my car, she pushes a tendril of hair behind her ear. He shakes his head, as though she's told a bad joke. Is your husband Mr. Max Saunders? Maddie nods. A spike of heat shoots through her head. Can you tell us where he is? PC Wright towers over them. She stamps her feet on the mat, scattering clumps of grass across the parquet floor. He works away. He's in Buckinghamshire this week. Maddie follows her line of vision, where she is taking in the child-sized church pew and the row of various-sized shoes neatly paired underneath. Poppy, Daisy, come away. But they continue to push their noses at the bulging bin liner. Maddie invites them in and closes the door behind them. Is there somewhere we can sit? Their faces are almost lost against the flowery wallpaper. They're not smiling. She shows them into the living room and lowers herself into the armchair facing the French windows. Her heart is galloping. PC Dolan's uniform creaks as he perches his substantial weight on the edge of the sofa. His legs astride to keep his balance. PC Wright sits next to him, her hands clasped together. I'm afraid I have some bad news. PC Dolan's fingers form a cradle in front of him. Let me fetch you a drink. Maddie springs up. Her throat pulses as if a hand is squeezing her neck. This isn't going to be easy for you. He pushes himself up so they are facing each other. A mist cluster of spiky hair on his jaw moves when he speaks. She pushes away a nervous smile. He nods, touches her elbow, and they sit down again in unison. We believe your husband fell from a bridge over Yedding Brook in Uxbridge at around 1:55 a.m. He refers to a notebook from his breast pocket. So far, we've only recovered a rucksack. Maddie frowns. Not sure she's heard him correctly. Her fingers lock together in one large fist. She glances at the policewoman. We've got underwater police teams and an RAF helicopter searching for him as we speak, says PC Wright. Ice trickles through her veins, despite her face burning up. Her vision is blotchy. She can't seem to construct a decent question to ask. Were you expecting him home last night? Not until Thursday. Her voice is barely audible. A bridge, you say? Here in Uxbridge? She shakes her head. Well, that wouldn't be him. He's not worked here for a while. She's been desperate to speak to him. Try and get him to come home early so she can tell him what's happened, but he's not answered a single one of her calls or texts. He was seen by witnesses, admittedly from some distance. They couldn't say for certain if he fell by accident. Then you're not sure it was him. Maddie sits up straight. It's his rucksack, Mrs. Saunders, although nothing is conclusive at present. A stream of air escapes her lips. She shuts her eyes, deflates into the armchair and tries to breathe normally. Any minute now, Max will breeze in, pat them on the shoulder and say it's all been a terrible misunderstanding. Mrs. Saunders? Her eyes blink open. The room has darkened and closed in on her. Can you tell me if there was anything bothering Max? Anything that might have given him thoughts of harming himself? Maddie smooths out imaginary creases in her jeans. Tears roll down her cheeks. She digs in her pocket for a hanky. Money problems, perhaps? Chloe. Her hand springs to her mouth as if she's sworn at him. She swallows and wipes the tears away. They've always been so close to the surface.